Hi, this is Lauren Mackler. My new book, Soulmate, Master the Art of Aloneness and Transform Your Life, will be released by Hay House on April 1st, 2009. For more details about my work, live appearances, or how you can create the personal life, career, relationships, or business to which you aspire, visit my multimedia website and sign up to become a member of my Life Keys community at www.laurenmackler.com. Today's topic is building healthy self-esteem. We all want to feel good about ourselves, but we don't always treat ourselves very well. Building healthy self-esteem is a foundational life key for creating and living a joyful and fulfilling life. We send messages to ourselves all day long. In my work, I've found that there's a voice within many of us that sends out critical, self-defeating messages. I call it the inner critical parent. Your inner critical parent is the part of you that criticizes, judges, or blames yourself. It's the voice that says things like, "You're not trying hard enough. You're too fat. You can't do anything right," or "You're lazy." If you're constantly telling yourself that you're not trying hard enough or that you can't do anything right, you're undermining yourself and you're eroding your own self-esteem. I had a client who would whisper to herself, "You're pathetic," every time she made a mistake, misplaced her keys, or dropped something. Imagine how you'd feel if someone told you how pathetic you are day after day. People treat themselves unkindly, then wonder why they feel bad about themselves and can't follow through on their goals. Ask yourself, if I want to feel good about myself and achieve my goals, what kinds of messages do I need to send to myself? Let's say you're thinking about starting your own business, but you're constantly undermining yourself by saying, "I'm not good enough," or "No one will ever want my services." If you're sending yourself negative messages, you'll never be able to be successful in your own business. You have to send yourself supportive messages that build your self-esteem, so you'll exude the confidence you need to attract customers. One way to build your self-esteem is by developing what I call your inner nurturing parent. Imagine you had a little child in your care. You'd make every effort to love and support him, to be forgiving of his mistakes, and to let him know how precious he is. Activating your inner nurturing parent means treating yourself as a loving and nurturing parent would treat you. To develop your inner nurturing parent, start sending loving messages to yourself. Tell yourself, "I love and appreciate you." When you do something well, give yourself a pat on the shoulder and say, "I'm so proud of you." When you're feeling low, support yourself by saying, "I'm here for you. You're not alone." When you start to judge yourself, tell yourself, "Oh, I'm sorry I hurt you. Please forgive me." Another way to strengthen your inner nurturing parent is by doing nice things for yourself. When you make yourself some tea, do it with the loving energy of a nurturing parent or friend. When you purchase something for yourself, have it gift wrapped and mindfully receive it from yourself. Buy yourself flowers. Treat yourself to a sauna or a massage. When you make your bed or prepare dinner, do these daily tasks with the mindset of doing these things for yourself, being appreciative as if someone else were doing them for you. Many of us send messages to ourselves that erode our self-esteem. Developing your inner nurturing parent is an effective tool to build self-esteem and a loving relationship with yourself. This, in turn, will give you the confidence to pursue your goals and feel deserving of the life you want to have. Thanks for listening. This is Lauren Mackler. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website at www.laurenmackler.com. I also invite you to join my online Life Keys community, which is filled with practical information, tools, and resources on how you can create and live the personal or professional life to which you aspire.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding a mental health or medical concern. Lauren Mackler is not responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of any information contained in any podcast.